listening to Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. We're talking drones, but you can bring up whatever's on your mind. More about the increasing use of domestic drones used here in the United States, and how it is that they're being marketed, they're being pushed, the idea of weaponizing them for whatever purposes the police might want to use that for. We'll continue with that discussion here in moments. Also, take your calls, 855-450-FREE. We'll start out by going with Frank. He's on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello, Frank.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm going to switch the subject here. This is something I saw on the, this is a good question, I saw on the Free Domain Radio Forums, Stephen Molyneux's site.
Yeah.
Let's say a woman is married to an abusive husband. If she stays in that house, does that mean she consents to being abused?
That's an interesting question. What do you think?
I think no. I think she still should not be abused no matter what. And her staying there does not mean she consents to it.
If you come home and you know that you're going to be beaten when you come home, is that consent? I think that's a fascinating question. I don't know how I feel about that.
I can answer that pretty clearly, at least in my own mind. You know, it's of course it's not consent any more than a woman who decides to wear a short skirt is consenting to being raped. Of course it's not consent. However, is it intelligent for a woman to go and say, I'm going to wear a short skirt and walk through the poorest neighborhood in town in the dark? No, it's stupid. And
yeah,
that's what stupid people do.
Well,
and
hold
you
on
shouldn't
a second.
Do that. But
I've seen people wearing short skirts all over the place, and I think that most of them probably come out fine. So I don't know if it's stupid to wear a short skirt suggest that that's going to somehow increase the likelihood that someone gets raped. I think that, and in that case, you're dealing with an unexpected thing. You don't know what's going to happen when you're walking downtown. Anything could happen. But in this case, we're talking about something that happens regularly. Your husband is beating you, and you're going to come home knowing he's going to beat you again. To some extent, if you know what's going to happen and you do it anyway, is that consent?
Well, I don't think that generally, when you're in an abusive relationship, you don't necessarily know what's going to set the other person off.
What if he calls you at work and says, you come home and I'm going to beat the S out of you, woman?
I still think that there's probably situations where you still just don't know what's going to happen.
True, you never know. Things can change. That much is true.
But I as I understand it, it's very difficult for whatever reason that victims of domestic violence say it's difficult to extricate yourself from these situations. What I say to myself is, why? I'd never do that, and I would never do that. I don't allow significant others to even play hit me. Some people will do this. They'll say whack, and they'll pretend this is just sort of the way that they talk to each other and that kind of thing. They kind of smack each other on the arm or something like that. No, that does not go on with me. No, no, no. You're not going to hit me, because if you can hit me, I can hit you, and that's not how we're going to play this game. So I wouldn't put up with it for a second, but these things are progressive. They never start out this way. The first date, somebody doesn't get their teeth handed to them.
True.
So I have some level of empathy for people who are in those situations, and I don't know why we're picking men and women. The fact is that the numbers that I've seen,
women are more likely to attack a man.
Appear to be at least similar as far as men and women. Now, men can do more damage. It's a gender feature, but I don't know why women are getting the nod in this particular instance.
Well, I mean, my own personal experience in this situation is that, the extreme of it, is that I used to, for about a decade, dated someone who worked at a rape crisis counseling center, and she got more and more bitter as she worked there. Her level of concern and caring for these women went down dramatically the longer she saw that they just kept going back.
Because they wouldn't do anything to change their circumstance.
They wouldn't do anything just rational or intelligent to change their circumstance.
When given the opportunity.
Right.
Because you could claim that I don't have anywhere to go. You could claim that this is the only place where I can find a roof to put over my head.
They would be given every opportunity. They'd be given education. They'd be given money. They'd be given shelter. And they just...
But this person loves me, and that's all I got.
Right.
Frank?
Well, it's a good using it as a metaphor for the social contract of, well, you move to our community, so you have to pay our taxes, or we'll abuse you.
I liked Mark's response to the guy who was calling the other night on that point, and that was, well, what about if I want to stay, in that I was born here, and so therefore, you know, does the social contract apply then? Because I didn't move anywhere. But I get where you're coming from. I wasn't actually bringing that up so you could address it, Frank. I just kind of pointed
right.
I think that's a good response.
It shows the absurdity of saying, well, you've moved to our community. Well, you sold me a piece of property. So, yes, I own this. But the fact is, what if I never moved to your property? What if I stayed within, you know, 10 miles or 1 mile or the one square block of the place that I was born? Am I then obligated to go by whatever rules some people who are dead now wrote up?
No.
It's just kind of ludicrous, this whole, you know, the social contract portion. And really, when it comes down to the social contract, fine. Show me the social contract, because right. this is the fastest moving target I've ever seen in my life. You can't get a bead on this thing with a sawed off shotgun. You can't find out what the social contract is. The social contract's whatever the hell I say it is, whenever the hell I say it is, and I'll enforce it with death. I mean, that's what it comes down to. The social contract is a meaningless death threat.
Well, it's every point you can say about a contract, the social contract is exactly opposite of that.
Yeah.
One-sided instead of two-sided. Completely coerced instead of voluntary.
No meeting of the minds, no terms.
No. Yeah, not a single term. Tell me the term. Oh, you get to vote. Thanks.
The terms are, you do as we say. Anything else you want to put out there, Frank?
Nope.
Appreciate the call and the thoughts tonight. Good question. 855-453. Helen is on the line in Ithaca, listening to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Hi. I don't do any drugs, but I'm having a problem following. I thought first you were talking about drones and then domestic violence.
Yes.
And then
yes,
that's right.
Contract. I'm like, okay.
It's Free Talk Live. We're fast.
I was calling about drones.
Okay.
And there's this thing coming up, or maybe it just happened or it's about to happen. It's not the press club. Now the name of the thing escapes me, you know, where the hoity-toity is. Both the government and the media, they get together in Washington and they have this party and they all try to, you know, act like stand-up comics and try and be funny. And you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of
the event. Isn't that the one that Colbert was invited to last year and then
the host,
then they were upset that made jokes.
Yeah, they have a gala thing, you know. So what happened, I think it was last year, or maybe last year or the year before, when Barack Obama was there, he made this horrible joke, and this is not funny at all, about drones and what he said. And I'm on the Democratic committee, but I'm really a socialist. So I know you guys don't like socialism. But. So anyhow, he says that he's talking about his girls getting older and young boys getting interested in them. And then he said, but don't forget that I have drones. Yep. And I'm like, oh, now I'm slapping my knees. That's real funny. You know, there are all these innocent people. You know, everyone says women and children, but men are also innocent. These innocent people being killed by drones, and he's making a joke about some guy, you know. That was so...
Well, it's the sickness of authoritarianism. It's the sickness of power and what happens to human beings who are given access to it and the kind of people that they become or the kind of people that they already were in the first place, and now it's just bringing it out of them. I mean, we're talking about psychopaths here, and you know, George Bush had similar sick jokes, if I am recalling correctly, as well. So, you know, yeah, exactly. So what's the difference?
There's no difference.
Exactly.
I mean, it was horrible. It was poor. It wasn't funny, and it was cruel to talk like that.
I agree completely, Helen. Thank you for the call and thoughts. Appreciate it. 855-453. More about drones. The Switchblade, was it called?
The Switchblade.
We'll find out more about that here. In fact, you watched a video online, Johnson, so you know a little bit more about this thing. It's one of the drones that is being marketed towards police departments.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll continue that discussion here in moments. Give me more information, and you can take control as well. At 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, it's just amazing how powerful your subconscious mind is. Every single time you do something, your subconscious programs it into your brain. I've been amazed at how difficult it is for me to do, for example, a new exercise, and how much easier it gets each time I do it. There are things that I've trained myself to do even over the last year, and I'm amazed now that I don't even have to really remember to do them. In the beginning I did, but now I don't need to. So I just want to encourage you that you can break any bad habit and form any new habit by leaning on God to help you. So don't give up when it's hard. Keep pressing through.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live is the show. You can take control of these airwaves here, 855-450-FREE, at least until the drones take control of the airwaves. At least that's what it seems like is going to happen with marketing divisions at various drone manufacturers, targeting police departments, targeting public safety agencies, targeting your local and state governments, looking for money. And they're going to get it. Just give them time. They're marketing these products, and they are going to market them successfully because Police departments love to have new toys that they can play with and they can mount things to and take pictures with and then eventually put guns on them and maybe drop some bombs with these things. Boy, that's going to be exciting for the SWAT team.
It'll give Skynet a lot of things to control, too, when that thing comes online, right?
Good point.
And, you know, what other kind of emergencies can you imagine besides Skynet coming on board? Maybe when Skynet comes online, it's a good idea to have some stored food on hand.
Nice segue.
Thank you. I'm a radio professional. 10-4. There's radio talk.
I didn't even see that one coming. That's great.
Thank you very much. Well, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, all kinds of different emergencies may occur. It's a good idea to have some stored food on hand, especially if you've got a family. And the best stored food is the Legacy Premium brand. There, at food.freetalklive.com, we represent the Legacy Premium brand. They're 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $1.50 a meal. That's less than you're going to be able to get a meal anywhere. It's a great deal. At food.freetalklive.com, they're less than half the cost of the competition on average. Go to food.freetalklive.com, see the comparison chart there that we have for you. That's what I saw initially that convinced me the Legacy Premium brand's the best choice. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch, so you know they're going to last the 25 years they claim, unlike most of their competition out there. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they're the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. It's food.freetalklive.com.
On our Facebook page, I believe Johnson or Mark, you guys have been posting some of these drone links with a swarm of nano quadro rotors, and also the Black Hornet Nano, which is so small you can basically pinch it between your thumb and your forefinger.
That's how you launch it.
They are making
you launch it like a dart at a bar.
These things are incredibly small, and that means that they can be concealed easily, and you know, it's only a matter of time before you start to see more of these in the streets. So, Johnson, you're talking about some of the models. This is from Glenn Greenwald over at, is it The Telegraph?
This is the...
I think they hired him. One of those UK papers.
This is The Guardian.
Guardian, thank you for that.
Sounds right.
The Guardian picked him up, I think, they hired him away from Slate. If I'm recalling correctly. And he's kind of going over, we're going to pick up in the middle of the story here. So our listeners just tuning in, he's pointed out that they have been marketing these drones. These companies have been marketing them heavily now to local police agencies, state governments. And he's telling us about the Switchblade.
Sure. And the overall point of the article the reason why I'm bringing it up is to bring up the differences between these drones and police helicopters. They're not the same. So the Switchblade is described as the leading edge of what is likely to be a broader, even wholesale weaponization of unmanned systems. The article creepily hails the Switchblade drone as the ultimate assassin bug. That's because, as Glenn Greenwald wrote back in 2011, it is controlled by the operator at the scene, and it worms its way around buildings and into small areas, sending its surveillance imagery to an iPad held by the operator, who can then direct the Switchblade to lunge forward and kill the target, hence the name, by exploding in his face.
Whoa. Yeah, that's about right.
The AV's website now proudly touts...
So it's a flying bomb?
Yeah, essentially. It's a little miniature flying
bomb. What could go wrong?
Yeah. Yeah. AV's website right now proudly touts a February 2013 Defense News article describing how much the U.S. Army loves the Switchblade and how it is preparing to purchase more.
Well, the U.S. Army doesn't have the same level of accountability the policing organizations have. Mm. You know, the fact is you don't have journalists down there writing the stories and that kind of thing. You got a dead person? He was a terrorist. And that's all you got to say. The numbers out there. I think it's 47 was the number I saw. 47 people were killed for every target killed with the drones, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. Right. How long before you start hearing about drones used in stories like ABC News reporting in Lebanon, Tennessee, a 61-year-old man was shot to death by the police while his wife was handcuffed in another room during a drug raid on the wrong home? How long before we start to hear drones being tied into these stories?
Yep, wrong target. So Time Magazine has heralded this tiny drone weapon as one of the best inventions of 2012, gushing, the Switchblade drone can be carried into battle in a backpack. It's a kamikaze. The person controlling it uses real-time video feed from the drone to crash it into a precise target, say, a sniper. Its tiny warhead detonates on impact. What possible reason could someone identify as to why these small, portable, weaponized UAS products will not imminently be used by federal, state, and local enforcement agencies in the U.S.? They're designed to protect their users in dangerous situations and to enable a target to be more easily killed. Police agencies and increasingly powerful drone industry will tout their utility in capturing and killing dangerous criminals and their ability to keep officers safe. And media reports will do the same.
We were watching during one of the breaks the promotional video for this thing, the Switchblade. And basically, it was very reminiscent of the Bearcat video, which mm-hmm. we actually posted, or yeah. I posted on freekeen.com. It's been over a year now since we did that. But during the controversy surrounding the Bearcat vehicle coming to Keene, we found that Lenko, the manufacturer, had made this five-minute video with very militaristic appeal. It had the police in it, but they were
done up. It's got that loud music, like the loud pounding music right. from the 80s. I think yep. in the Lenko's case, it was...
AC/DC's Thunderstruck. Was the song.
But in this one, it was
soundtrack from a military movie called Platoon Leader, which I happen to know because I saw it when I was a kid.
So, you know, go figure, they're picking some of the favorite music from the age of the people that would be making these decisions. They're picking music from my era because I'm 42 and I'd be the kind of guy making the decision yep. as to whether or not to buy this.
Right, so they're dramatizing it. It's got some guys in a Humvee. They're under fire, and this, yeah. you know, this cinematic music is playing in the background, and they're under fire, and get the drone out, and they yeah. open up the bag. They it's flip like open the tube. Wings on this thing, and
it's like a tube with a tripod, and they just plunk it onto the ground, and, right. and the thing shoots into the air, and the wings open up,
and the dude's in control of it, and then boom, your yep. terrorists are down, you're dead, or in this case, suspects.
Our heroes are safe.
So Greenwald goes on to say, the handful of genuinely positive uses from drones will be endlessly touted to distract attention away from the dangers they pose.
Just think, if the Boston police had one of these switchblades on them, they could have just sent that sucker right in like a nuclear strike against that boat, and then yeah. that little 19-year-old wouldn't have a word to say after that.
Right, well, you know, and that's really the problem in this situation. They had the Bearcat. The Bearcat has the camera on it, or at least it has an attachment. I can't say what their Bearcat was doing with that boat when it was ramming it around and they dropped some kind of little gas bomb thing on the boat. I don't know where that thing came from either, but I watched the video and they had every opportunity to see what condition this individual was in this boat. And then, I guess after that, they opened fire. Maybe they opened right. fire before that. I don't know exactly how this all worked, but there was no reason whatever to just go firing on this boat. Because here's what we know. The suspect, who was unarmed, did not shoot the police. Well, why do we know he didn't shoot the police? Because he was freaking unarmed.
So here's the other thing to take into account, that they wouldn't have to wait to call in police helicopters to get forward-looking infrared on the field.
More coming up.
Target area.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you'd like. Or you can talk about drones, because that's what we've been discussing. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. Archives going back to late 2006. Free. You can click as many as you want and download and enjoy. And also you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to find our archives and more. You'll get bonuses like Edgington Post episodes, which is Mark's interview series, and other stuff like interviews that we do on other radio stations. So you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to get access to all that audio. All of it's free. soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
Inventory in the housing market is pretty small right now. Now, you may be one of the people that believes that the housing market is on its way back up. And there's a lot of people that are beginning to believe that right now. It looks like the sun's peeking over the horizon on the housing market. And if you're of this particular mindset, just consider that up to $500,000 in profit on a house sale, you can keep tax-free. Now, the government has all kinds of incentives when it comes to home ownership. All you have to do is live there for 2 years. You can sell the house. Whatever money you make, you keep tax-free. So if you believe housing prices are going up, and I could be convinced, MortgageMinuteGuide.com is the place to go to get all the information you need on getting a mortgage. They're going to get you the best rate. They're going to get you the best mortgage for you. It's MortgageMinuteGuide.com. I'll give you the telephone number here in a moment, but Roger Schlesinger and his group of experts have been helping people for more than a decade. On a national scale, get the best mortgage for them. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuide.com, 866-288-0088.
More from Johnson's piece that he's sharing with us from Glenn Greenwald about drones, but let's go to the phones, and in this case, Skype first. Oscar is on the line, calling from Dallas. Oscar.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, so I wanted to expand on something that Johnson said about Adam Kokesh being pro-drone.
That's the allegation.
I just wanted to clarify that it's actually, he's like pro Taco Bell delivering you tacos to your house, or Amazon delivering you shipments via drones. Then
I see. So like commercial drones,
terrorism. Yeah, he's like pro the technology.
I see.
Right. But he also made it very clear, though, that he is pro-law enforcement using drones. It wasn't just that. And I agree with him on drones delivering mail and delivering you tacos. Great, fine. Delivery network of drones, awesome. Drones being used to shoot criminals? No, I don't agree. I don't think that the weapons should be in the hands of a remote control anything.
Well, they kind of are with the Bearcat. I mean, it separates...
And I don't like that either.
It
I don't
puts
believe
a bulletproof
any...
shield between them and the police.
I don't think that weapons should ever be involved in a situation that dehumanizes the situation. In other words, shooting a criminal should not be a video game. It should be a visceral experience where the police officer is at risk.
I completely agree with that point. But so what you're saying, Oscar, is that Adam Kokesh not in favor of police drones, but in favor of a Taco Bell drone?
Correct.
Okay.
And if he is in favor of police drones, I would think that he's referring to private security. And whenever I heard him talking about the actual implementation, he was referring more to, like, taser-type actions, not shooting and killing.
Like a little fly
that would maybe come and tase you or something.
But
right.
I'd much rather have these non-lethal or less lethal options than the than lethal options.
I don't know. I'd rather have none of it. Yeah, I'd rather have none of it. I'm firmly in Ian's court on this one. And of course you do. look at how tasers have been misused.
But that's the irresponsibility of the people using them.
Are you going to change
that,
Mark?
Technology. Oh, okay.
Drones are not artificial robots. And that's what it sounded like Adam was saying in some of his argument as well, that Adam Kokesh said, is that he made it sound like, and if you watched his video rant about it, it almost seems like he also has this belief that drones are robots, like they're artificial intelligence. No, they're remote control planes.
Well, give them time, and maybe they will be.
Maybe they will
AI.
Be, but then it's a different conversation. But right now, they're remote control planes probably driven by donut-eating desk jockey cops.
Of course, ultimately, we're talking about something that not everyone who's listening, I haven't even heard this, I'm not really sure. So it's basically, we have to take y'all's word for what Adam said rather than asking him ourselves.
Right.
So what about you, Oscar?
Unless he wants
call in. What do you think about drones?
I'm all for the technology to be used for good, but of course I do not support any violence.
Very good. Hey, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. I agree with that.
I wonder if anybody could rob a bank with a drone, weaponized drone. So you create a weaponized drone, you fly it into the bank, you have a little hook on it. Put the money in the bag. You know, a little bag hanging off
the average bank.
Fly it back out.
The average bank robbery is $10,000, according to statistics. And a stack of $100 bills making up $10,000 would be about the size of, a deck of cards.
Yeah, it's not that big.
Not even. So, yeah, absolutely, I bet a drone could rob a bank for $10,000.
I agree with our caller there, Oscar. I think that the technology is cool. I mean, I know that some activists have drones. You can plunk down $300 and get yourself a drone, and it's got a camera built onto it and everything.
It's neat. I'd like to be able to fly one over my house.
I think you can buy one from, there are various websites, but you can buy one for like $50 now.
Yeah, you probably can. Does that have a camera on it too?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably getting cheaper. The last one I saw was a couple years ago.
The AR Parrot drone is probably the best one that's out there.
A lot of photographers are using these, to take pictures of weddings
and things like that.
I know Josh Noon from the Josh Noon and the Federal Crime Band had one out at Pork Fest this last year. And normally at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there's this big group photo that is taken on the hillside there. And he had his drone that he was flying and using to take pictures of the crowd, which was cool.
Yeah, there's a video on YouTube of some unfortunate jerk threw a beer bottle at his drone at Porkfest. It was really unfortunate.
Oh, that's terrible.
I remember that.
And he flew over to try and use the drone to try and identify the guy. I don't know if it was ever identified.
So did it actually hit the drone or did it?
The guy missed.
That's good.
But the guy threw it in a parking lot, so I don't know whether or not the beer bottle actually landed on someone's car.
Who knows who that was? Not everybody at the Porcupine Freedom Festival is there for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Probably an outsider for sure.
It's a campground.
No one can identify him.
Yeah, it's a campground and anybody can be there. So let's go continue with your calls. Robert is on the line listening to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. It's good to get through today. Happy Thursday.
Welcome, sir. It's actually usually fairly easy to get through on Free Talk Live, especially in our first 2 hours on weeknights. Third hour tends to be busier, but here you are. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. Well, I only get you for the third hour, but that's better than nothing. The whole drone thing, I don't like the idea at all. I mean, not only does it violate our, you know, what used to be Fourth Amendment rights, but it also just does away with due process. I mean, you hear stories all over the place, drones for this. I mean, if we're just going to use drones to hunt down criminals, regardless of what they did, regardless of how big of a scumbag they are, they still deserve due process according to our Constitution, which seems now to be null and void. Case in point, Chris Thorner, the cop that went crazy, and God only knows what we don't know, how they may or may not have been used with these two patsies. Oh, I'm sorry, these two bombing suspects that were caught. And I just think the whole drone thing, as far as war goes, I'm kind of 50-50 on that. I mean, I guess I can understand it being used for, you know, maybe tracking or looking for somebody or making sure the troops are safe or whatever, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it should be used just to take out an entire, you know, I mean, we got to fight our wars the old-fashioned way, hand-to-hand combat. You know,
I don't want to be involved in war at all, personally. I mean, exactly. I think that if that's your, you know, if somebody supports war, then they should be able to support that on their own and send their own money over and do whatever
right.
they want to support war and buy as many drones as they like. But me
right.
personally, I'm not interested in drones or tanks or any manner of warmongering at all.
Well,
defense,
no,
I'm okay
either,
with.
Me either, and I'm afraid that hopefully this government doesn't want to turn that. I mean, this new movie that's out, Oblivion, if you go see it, it's really a message to us. There's a lot of hidden messages in that.
Hmm.
A lot of Illuminati references, a lot. It's 90%
really?
Drone this, drone that. Oh, yeah. It's the entire movie. If you really look closely and if you're awake,
I have to say, I haven't even seen the trailer, so I'm completely in the dark.
Yeah,
a
friend said he was going to go see it. That's
Matt
all I know.
Damon, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Thanks for the recommendation, Robert. I appreciate hearing from you, and I understand you're on the road. So get back on the road, be
not
safe,
problem.
And thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. We have enough time for your thoughts next.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm giving you a personal invitation to join me Tuesday, April 30th. This is 7 p.m. It's a free lecture at the Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Now, this lecture is going to cover the top 8 diseases that afflict Americans. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease and how you can prevent it and how to reverse dementias. Let me tell you, this is going to be great. I'm going to show you how to reverse arthritis, how to reverse heart disease. I'm going to show you how to reverse high blood pressure. I want to show you how to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between your vertebrae. You don't need doctors for the most part except for emergency. Emergency, you got to go to the doctor. Otherwise, come see me. Free. This is Tuesday night, April 30th, 7 p.m., Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Tell them Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, sent you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. Even here in these remaining moments, we might be able to sneak your call in. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you there are completely free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $5 per month. We'll take that $5 in, and we will invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. And it helps us out a lot. Your $5 makes it so we can go to industry conventions and directly market this program to new stations. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. For those of you who have amped, who are currently amping, and who will amp, thank you very much, because it makes a big difference for us. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
So right before we went to break, I made a little mistake. I just want to correct. I had said that Oblivion was, you know, I asked if that was with Matt Damon, and I was confusing Elysium, another movie that's just coming out, Elysium and Oblivion, and Oblivion.
Similar
is,
amount of syllables, too.
Yeah, exactly. So
they both begin with a vowel.
Yeah, so Elysium is Matt Damon, Oblivion is Tom Cruise.
I don't know what either of them was about, but I did just watch the Oblivion trailer with you a few moments ago, and it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman's in it. I think he's God again, but this time he smokes.
Looks like it would be entertaining. So let's go to Nima listening in. Now, is this a different Nima that called earlier? Because, hello?
Nima, yeah, in San Francisco. Only if it's okay. Yeah.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. You can only call once per night, but I appreciate the call. We do have simple rules on the show. And
he doesn't mention
it
very often.
He sounds like he's new to the show. So you can only call once per night. And the reason why is because we want to make sure everybody has room to get in. And if the same person's calling multiple times, that doesn't really sound very good.
Yeah, it's the freshness aspect.
Right. So, we're continuing on the drone subject here,
I'm
going
to skip around. I'm not going to cover it. I don't think we have time to get through the whole article. So, I want to get to this point about this. He continues to say, concerns about
this is Glenn Greenwald.
Yeah, Glenn Greenwald. Concerns about the proliferation of domestic surveillance drones are typically dismissed with the claim that they do nothing more than police helicopters and satellites already do. Such claims are completely misinformed. As the ACLU's 2011 comprehensive report on domestic drones explained, unmanned aircraft carrying cameras raise the prospect of a significant new avenue for the surveillance of American life. Multiple attributes of surveillance drones make them uniquely threatening. Because they are so cheap and getting cheaper, huge numbers of them can be deployed to create ubiquitous surveillance in a way that helicopters or satellites never could. How this works can be seen in Afghanistan, where the U.S. military has dubbed its drone surveillance system the Gorgon Stare, named after the mythical Greek creature whose unblinking eyes turned to stone those who beheld them. That drone surveillance system is able to scan an area the size of a small town, and the most sophisticated robotics use artificial... sophisticated robots use artificial intelligence that can seek out and record certain kinds of suspicious activity, boasted one U.S. general. Gorgon Stare will be looking at a whole city, so there will be no way for the adversary to know what we're looking at, and we can see everything. The NSA already maintains its ubiquitous surveillance of electronic communications, but the surveillance state faces a very serious limit on its ability to replicate that for physical surveillance. Drones easily overcome those barriers, as the ACLU report put it, but manned aircraft are expensive to purchase, operate, and maintain, and this expense has always imposed a natural limit on the government's aerial surveillance capability. Now that surveillance can be carried out by unmanned aircraft, that natural limit is eroding. The prospect of cheap, small, portable flying video surveillance machines threatens to eradicate the existing practical limits on aerial monitoring and allow for the pervasive surveillance, police fishing expeditions, and abusive use of these tools in a way that could eventually eliminate the privacy Americans have traditionally enjoyed in their movements and activities. Greenwald continues, I've spoken previously about why a ubiquitous surveillance state ushers in unique and deeply harmful effects on human behavior in a nation's political culture, and won't repeat that here. Suffice it to say, as the ACLU explains in its domestic drone report, routine aerial surveillance would profoundly change the character of public life in America, because only drone technology enables such omnipresent physical surveillance. Beyond that, the tiny size of surveillance drones enables them to reach places that helicopters obviously cannot.
Now, let me ask you this, though. I mean, at what point... Which technology has the police state not been able to employ? Which technology have activists managed to keep governments, whether it's in their foreign policy or their domestic policy, from employing? Because I tend to think that these drones are coming and that there's nothing you're going to do but stave them off for a year.
They stopped the Bearcat in Berkeley.
Good.
Yeah. But for the most part, no. Activists haven't really stopped any significant.
Do you want to put any money, by the way, on whether or not they'll have a Bearcat in Berkeley in 10 years?
You make a good point, Mark. Yeah. I think that overall, you're right. The police state has not been stopped by activism in any way, shape, or form.
I think the most you can do is sort of have some kind of say on how are these things going to be used. You know, what are the protocols for the use
of
these
things?
You
don't really have any say in that either.
Probably not. I guess the only thing you can do is be the voice crying out in the wilderness saying, no!
What you can do,
we need more privacy.
Is you can join the Free State Project, you can move together with other people who love liberty, and then you can just stop paying for this.
Right.
You can get together with other people who love the ideas of freedom and who are willing to do something about it and say, enough is enough. I'm no longer going to pay for this police state. I do not consent. You can put me in a cage. You can put all my friends in a cage, but then you're going to have to build some more cages. If you have enough people who are refusing to consent, if you have enough people who are refusing to just go along to get along, there's nothing the police state can do about it. Their rule depends on your fear and your obedience. Let's
occupy jail.
Listening. No, it's not about occupying jail. It's about having enough people to refuse to where they can't put you all in jail. Let's go. Because right now, Mark, the jail in Cheshire County is close to full on a regular basis. You'd be lucky if they have it open 20 to 30 rooms tonight. So if you've got 100 people, they can't possibly put you all in the jail. Anyway, let's go to Nick in California listening to XM's America's Talk. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I was just curious. It seems that any conversation on anything happening with North Korea has just gone dead silent, and I was wondering if you guys had heard anything or what's going on with that.
You're talking about how they've been rattling the saber as of recently?
Right. So the last conversation I heard was they were ramped up, they were moving missiles, and with Boston and everything else happening, and like I said, there's just been nothing that I've been able to find.
Well, good question.
The last thing I heard from them is that they're vociferously denying any involvement in the Boston bombing situation. And so maybe they've said to themselves, well, whatever it was that they were politically hoping to gain by making all this noise, I'm just assuming that they were hoping to gain political advantage by making all that noise, that it's not worth trying right now with the Boston situation, and so they you know, decided it was politically inexpedient to continue on, so they laid down for a little while.
I actually have some news about North Korea. I've actually had it in my show prep for the past few days. We just haven't had a chance to get to it. The headline is from the UK, express.co.uk, where North Korea is begging for food from Mongolia as their starving state faces a severe shortage. The North, suffering under dictator Kim Jong-un's cruel regime, cited a severe shortage of food and has requested aid during a recent meeting with Mongolia's President C.S. Elbigador. We asked Mongolia to seek possibilities of delivering food aid to North Korea, according to an article by Info Mongolia. Millions of people live near starvation at the secretive state, and children orphaned by misfortune or their parents' imprisonment often die from malnutrition. Chilling video footage recently documented a 10-year-old boy starving to death on the streets of North Korea. Now, just as an aside, this isn't the first time North Korea has had to turn to the international community for help feeding its own people. So maybe maybe that's what's really going on over there, Nick, is that there's a little bit of saber rattling, but for the most part, their people are starving to death, so it's going to be hard to press the button on the launch pad because they're too weak from starvation.
And I think, in all fairness, I think everybody was pretty clear that, you know, you got a young guy coming in, puffing his chest, probably just to secure his seat with his country. Like, I got that part of it, but, you know, it was just really, everybody's amped up on the edge of, and it was just like, boom, dead silence.
Yep.
So I think that's a great observation.
I think you're dead on with your observation that all of a sudden it just disappeared off the radar from everybody. Thanks for the call tonight, Nick. I appreciate hearing from you. A little bit more about this story. The survivors of the regime have revealed how food is often used as leverage to control starving people. Malnutrition is so severe that the North Korean populace is even shrinking in height, say experts.
Yes.
North Koreans used to be taller than their South Korean counterparts, but now most men are lucky to exceed 150 centimeters in height. That's approximately 5 feet tall for the men in their society. The shrinking is related to nutrition.
Yep, it absolutely is.
And that's just horrifying. So I wish we had more time to talk about that, but we don't. Look out for the drones. They're coming to a city near you, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime.
You might not even see them.
At Free Talk. Yeah, indeed, they're so small now. More tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.